Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It may not be fair, but this is the text that just came in on the Xfinity mobile text line.
Give it to us.
The 415, we get to see if Brock is truly elite or just a glorified bus driver. Fair or not? Because I think we're going to hear it.
Wow.
I think we're going to hear it. And my question is it fair or not?
And I kind of just asked you that during the break.
I know.
So
I figured it was such a good question.
No, it is. And if you allow me, how about I apply it to Brandon Ayuk?
Okay.
Because I'm more nervous about Ayuk and his current state of football shape and wind and conditioning. But the rat on the table with him is he got paid.
He
ain't returning a damn thing. So that's that. But as far as football, Steiny, I'm wondering, is he ready to go? And I'm going to give you a basketball term.
All right.
They need him to score 35 Sunday against the Rams. Is his condition and wind up? We'll find out. But as far as Brock Purdy, they said it. Is it fair? But are you really looking at me and telling me, Steiny, let's just say he's average or pedestrian at best, that this will supersede all the goodwill he's done?
I don't know.
And you could be right. But I find that, like, if that's what we're doing in this life, I understand it. But the Niners have to already know who Brock Purdy is, with or without whomever.
Well, if you want to be objective.
And I ain't caping. Bonte's word. He was using that this morning. I'm not caping for Brock.
Well, I understand it. But the reality is, last year, they played a couple games without Trent Williams and without Deebo Samuel. And they lost three games in a row without those guys. Last week, they played without McCaffrey. And they lost to the Vikings. And now this week, they're going to play the Rams. And they're not going to have McCaffrey. And they're not going to have Deebo. And I don't think what happens the next two weeks is the be all and end all, but I don't think there's any doubt about it that now you get to look at him a little bit differently than the first year and a half. He's not going to have Christian McCaffrey. He's not going to have Deebo Samuel. So I look at this team right now and I think it looks pretty typical, if you know what I mean, of like a normal NFL team. They got a good quarterback. They still have a good running back. Their tight end is getting incorporated a lot this year, and they have Ayuk, but they don't have kind of the bonus weapons. And I think it's very fair to take a look at Brock Purdy and to assess how he's doing and how he's done without these guys, because let's face it, he's not going to have these guys for his entire career. So why not find out what he can do if and when you have to play with fewer weapons? I think it's more than fair to ask Brock Purdy to step up his game the next 2 weeks and kind of lead this team past some devastating injuries on offense. And I think the teams that they play, I think it sets up well. The Rams are really injured, and the Patriots are going to come into Levi Stadium, and it's a team you should handle. Yeah.
Well, even they took Seattle 15 rounds. Mm-hmm. Coach Mayo's got them balling. But, Steiny, we've been together 7 years, and you kind of just stomped me with the last year without the weaponry for Brock and the team. You're right. They did lose three in a row. So 7 years of being together, I've brought or introduced to the show a different scoreboard. And you tell me if I sound like I want to go unplug the Brock Purdy scoreboard in regard to his personal contract status, like he's playing for something. And it sounds like I want to go just unplug it until Debo and McCaffrey come back. And you're telling me, Goo, it don't work that way.
It doesn't. And it's got... It's
like, there, no, the scoreboard is still working, Goo.
The scoreboard is still working. It's absolutely still working. And I'm not asking Brock Purdy to go out and win the game himself, but Brock Purdy may have to make more plays in the next 2 weeks than he's been asked to make previously. And the question is, how will he respond? I mean, I don't have any doubt he's going to respond well mentally and emotionally, but the question becomes, how can he quarterback a team that doesn't have all the weapons that he's usually used to? And that's what we're going to have to find out. I'm going to view this, I still am going to view this in a positive way because it's still early in the season.
But even if you don't know when they're returning,
I mean,
both of them,
he's got no control over that.
You're right.
So he's got to figure out a way to win football games. And Kyle Shanahan's got to figure out a way to best use him with limited resources. And I think it's a great test. And I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Gotcha.
But if he doesn't play well under these circumstances,
what does that mean?
Well, it means that the 49ers are going to continue assessing Brock Purdy.
What?
And I mean, he's 18-5 as a starter. He's been fantastic, but now he's got a new challenge the next couple weeks. And you're not going to be, and the other thing is, to me, it's almost less about, well, next year, how much do you pay him? And then he's going to have to play maybe without a weapon or two. To me, it's more, you're a starting quarterback in the NFL. Injuries happen. This week you're playing without some of your key guys. Let's see what you can do. And if he responds well and they win, then that's a great sign. But if this offense really struggles and Brock Purdy looks a little bit shaky, well, then that's fair to put into the equation too.
Yeah, and Stani, all good stuff. And I'll say this, because that's my job, is just to tell you guys how I feel. It's gotten off to a rocky start. And I know you kind of scoffed and laughed at me about nitpicking the win over the Jets, but I'll just go back to that game. I didn't like the 6 field goals, and that was with the luxury of having Debo Samuel. But now that you don't have Debo Samuel, now that you don't have McCaffrey in week 1 and week 2, do you understand now? Can you meet me halfway in midfield, Stani, when you say, Goo, why are you tripping? And why you use tomorrow's not promise? The Niners could go on and win the Super Bowl, and there's nothing to see here. But do you understand already right now, partner, not winning that game in Las Vegas last year, how they're dealing with something that they haven't had to really deal with during this run? There are injuries, and now there's a rash of them to 2 important factors on the offensive side of the ball. And I'm not saying they can't get through it, but there's nobody walking this great earth saying it's not about to get more difficult than it's ever been. Well, those are just the facts.
Well, there you go again.
With
losing the game in Vegas last year.
Oh, yeah. No, but that applies.
How does it apply?
Because if you had won, you
feel
better.
Well, you did, but they didn't. They didn't win.
Right.
It's over. You got to forget about it. It's a new year. It's a new year.
Yeah.
You want me to play it already?
No. Before you play, before you hit play, do you understand what I'm trying to hammer home? That was an opportunity.
But it's over. They blew that opportunity in February.
Okay, and
it's
what if now, their best opportunity is over?
Well, then it's over. Mm. But I can't.
Yeah,
we can't keep looking. This is a new year. They're 1-1. They had holdouts in the offseason. Trent Williams is off to a slow start. Brandon Ayuk's off to a slow start. McCaffrey's hurt. Debo Samuel's out the next 2 weeks. It's been a tough start to the season.
Focus on the Rams, you're saying, one game at a time.
Well, I'd rather focus on the Rams than focus on last year losing the Super Bowl. I mean, like, I don't think that matters anymore. It doesn't mean people aren't hurt or people aren't bummed that they didn't win it, but This is a new year. And
it's off to an injury-riddled start, wouldn't you say?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so how are we going to handle it if we're 49ers?
What you said, guys got to step up.
888-957-9570 is the number. Brock Purdy. Somebody's saying here on the Xfinity Mobile text line, he's 0-4 without the Avengers.
Is that?
Who is that? That's McCaffrey.
Debo. Trent.
Oh, Trent's an Avenger?
Yeah, he was out a Cleveland game and then missed the Minnesota Monday night game.
Right, but like,
so an Avenger. Iron Man, Captain America, yeah, superheroes, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Infinity. Yeah. Remember, I told you Xfinity. It's Infinity Wars.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.